everyone. Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and this is the place where we dig into the chips, the silicon, and the infrastructure that's literally powering the AI revolution. Big thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses actually put AI to work in their day-to-day workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's Ago Consulting, your go-to team for silicon development strategy. Today, we've got a packed episode. We're talking about under-the-radar chip stocks, TSMC getting overwhelmed by packaging demand, a rough day for semiconductor stocks, a $350 million bet against NVIDIA's dominance, and TSMC's next-generation packaging roadmap. Let's get into it. All right, kicking things off, 24/7's Wall Street put out a piece highlighting five under-the-radar AI chip stocks that are quietly riding the data center boom. Now, when most people think AI chips, they immediately go to NVIDIA, maybe AMD, maybe Intel. And look, those are absolutely the big names for good reason. But the data center buildout is so massive right now that it's lifting a whole ecosystem of companies that don't always make the headlines. Think about it this way. When there's a gold rush, yeah, the big mining companies make a fortune, but so do the people selling pickaxes, shovels, water pumps, and boots. That's the dynamic we're seeing in AI infrastructure right now. There's an enormous supply chain behind every GPU cluster that gets deployed. You've got companies making power management chips, networking silicon, memory controllers, specialized inference accelerators. All of these are essential pieces of the puzzle. And a lot of the companies making these components are flying under the radar because they're not selling the flashy 100 that everyone talks about. But here's the thing, they're often more profitable in certain segments because they face less direct competition. The demand signal is undeniable. Hyperscalers like Microsoft, Google, Amazon, and Meta are spending hundreds of billions of dollars on data center buildouts. That CapEx has to flow somewhere, and it flows through this entire ecosystem. Now, I'd encourage anyone interested in this space to dig into that article. You can find the link in show notes, but the broader takeaway is really important. The AI hardware opportunity is not a one or two company story. It's a rising tide, and there are boats out there that haven't been spotted yet. For engineers and investors listening, it's worth paying attention to who's winning in the unglamorous but critical parts of the stack. Power delivery, cooling silicon, high-speed interconnects. That's where some really interesting plays are hiding right now. Okay, story number two, and this one is genuinely fascinating if you're into semiconductor manufacturing, which, if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are. So TSMC is struggling to keep up with demand for its CoWoS packaging technology, and that overflow is actually creating opportunities for Intel and other Taiwanese fabs. Let me explain what CoWoS is, because this is one of those terms that gets thrown around a lot without much context. CoWoS stands for Chip on Wafer on Substrate. It's an advanced packaging technology, and the reason it matters so much for AI is that it's the method used to connect logic chips, like GPUs, with high bandwidth memory, or HBM, on a single package. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a really powerful CPU in the middle of a table, and you need to connect it to a bunch of RAM chips sitting around it. In a traditional setup, those connections go through a circuit board, which is kind of like communicating through the postal service. It works, but it's slow and the bandwidth is limited. CoWoS is like building a direct highway system between those chips using something called an interposer, essentially a silicon bridge that allows massive amounts of data to flow at incredible speeds with very low power. This is why NVIDIA's H100 and H200 GPUs can push such insane memory bandwidth numbers. CoWoS is a huge part of that. Now, TSMC has been the dominant player in this space, but AI demand has gotten so intense that they literally cannot build this stuff fast enough. So customers who can't get TSMC capacity are now knocking on Intel's door, specifically Intel Foundry Services and other Taiwanese packaging shops. This is actually a significant moment for Intel, which has been trying to reposition itself as a serious foundry competitor. Getting CoWoS overflow business is a real, tangible proof point that their packaging capabilities are being taken seriously. For the broader industry, this is a reminder that the bottleneck in AI isn't always the chip design itself. Sometimes it's the incredibly complex manufacturing and packaging process that turns great chip designs into actual shipping products. Advanced packaging is the new front line of semiconductor competition, and it's going to be a defining battleground for the next decade. Story three now, and this one might make some folks nervous. Semiconductor stocks just had one of their worst single days in years, and the big question everyone's asking is the AI chip boom cracking, or is this a buying opportunity? So let's put this in context. We've seen extraordinary run-ups in semiconductor valuations over the past couple of years, driven by genuine fundamental demand for AI infrastructure. But markets don't go up in a straight line, they never do. When you see a sector that's appreciated as dramatically as semiconductors have, you're going to get volatility. A bad day, or even a bad week, doesn't mean the underlying thesis has changed. Now, That said, there are real questions worth taking seriously. Are we in a situation where hyperscalers are front-loading GPU purchases and will see a demand air pocket in 12 to 18 months? Possibly. Are some of the smaller players getting valuations that outpace their actual revenue trajectory? Almost certainly for some of them. But here's the thing. The fundamental demand drivers are still very much intact. Every major tech company on the planet is racing to build out AI capabilities, and that requires massive amounts of compute. The inference compute market alone, which is the hardware you need to actually run AI models once they're trained, is still in its very early innings. Training gets all the attention, but inference is where the long-term volume goes. Think about it. You train a model once, but you run inference millions or billions of times. So even if training chip demand fluctuates, inference hardware demand is going to be enormous and sustained. For investors, days like this are psychologically tough, but often strategically interesting. For engineers and technologists, the actual hardware roadmaps haven't changed because of a stock market down day. The silicon is still getting built, the fabs are still running, the architectures are still evolving. Keep your eyes on the technology, not just the ticker. All right, story four, and I love this one because it's about someone actually trying to take on NVIDIA's stranglehold on the AI chip market. TensorWave, a data center infrastructure startup, just raised $350 million with the explicit goal of helping break NVIDIA's AI chip monopoly. So who is TensorWave and what are they actually doing? They're building data center infrastructure specifically around AMD's Instinct GPUs, the MI300X in particular, which has gotten some genuine traction as an alternative to NVIDIA's offerings, especially for inference workloads. Now, $350 million sounds like a lot, and it is a lot, but in the context of building out meaningful data center capacity with high-end AI accelerators, it goes faster than you'd think. These GPU clusters are incredibly capital-intensive. But here's what makes this interesting beyond just the fundraise. The AI ecosystem has been almost pathologically dependent on NVIDIA's CUDA software platform. It's not just the hardware. It's the decades of software tooling, libraries, and developer familiarity that make NVIDIA so sticky. Breaking that dependency requires not just competitive hardware, but a compelling software and infrastructure story. TensorWave is betting that if you build out turnkey AMD-based infrastructure that's easy to deploy and use, you can start peeling away customers who are frustrated with NVIDIA's long lead times and premium pricing. And honestly, for certain workloads, the MI300X is genuinely competitive on a performance per dollar basis. That's not marketing speak, that's showing up in benchmarks. The broader implication here is that the market is starting to get serious about AI chip diversification. Not because NVIDIA's products are bad, they're extraordinary, but because concentration risk is real, lead times are brutal, and healthy competition is good for everyone. $350 million is a real signal that investors believe alternatives can gain traction. This space is worth watching very closely. And our fifth and final story, TSMC is targeting 2029 for panel-level CoPoS packaging in its AI chip push. Okay, so we talked about CoWoS earlier, now let's talk about where TSMC is taking packaging next, because this is genuinely exciting stuff. CoPoS stands for chip on panel on substrate, and the key word there is panel. Here's the analogy I want you to hold on to. Traditional chip packaging is done on round silicon wafers, kind of like working on a circular canvas. It's efficient for how chip manufacturing has always worked, but it has physical size limitations. Panel-level packaging is exactly what it sounds like. You move to a larger rectangular panel, more like a flat-screen display substrate. Why does this matter? Because when you go to a bigger panel, you can fit significantly more chips in a single manufacturing run, which drives down cost per unit and allows you to build much larger, more complex packages. And for AI, where the trend is clearly toward chiplets, taking multiple specialized chips and integrating them tightly together, this is a huge deal. The AI chips of 2029 and beyond are going to be these massive, multi-chiplet assemblies with different components handling compute, memory, networking, and specialized functions. To build those efficiently, you need packaging technology that scales. CoPoS is TSMC's answer to that challenge. Now, 2029 feels far away, but in semiconductor terms, that's not far at all. These roadmaps take years of R&D, process development, and yield optimization to execute. The fact that TSMC is already targeting a specific year tells you this is active development, not a whiteboard dream. It also tells you that TSMC sees the AI chip architecture trajectory clearly bigger, more complex, more integrated packages are the future. And by planning for panel-level manufacturing now, they're trying to make sure they're not the bottleneck when that future arrives, which, given what we talked about with CoWoS demand, is a very relevant concern for them right now. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. We covered a lot of ground today, from under-the-radar chip stocks to TSMC's packaging crunch. A volatile day for semis, a bold $350 million bet against NVIDIA, and a look at where chip packaging is headed by the end of the decade. This is the AI Hardware Show brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. Go Consulting. If you got value out of today's episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with someone who geeks out on hardware as much as we do. All the stories we covered today are linked up in the show notes, so go check those out for the full details. Until next time, keep your eyes on the silicon.